Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
You know how everything seems like a good idea after you've had a few...
railway station!
Yeah, that's this show.
Riding in my car, and I'm listening to the radio.
It's time for Dukes and Bell.
Oh, someone told me it's the Black Beverly Hills. Is that true?
Driving in Atlanta just got a whole lot more bearable.
Welcome to the party, pal!
Hi, everybody. Bell, the name's mean goodness.
Say my name, you know who I am.
Carl Dukes.
I drink, and I know things.
Oh, don't question my authority, thanks.
King Kong ain't got on me.
Sometimes you just gotta call somebody, and I'm not ashamed to say it. You know,
Bell.
I'm funny how? I mean, funny like I'm a clown, I amuse you.
Hope you guess my name.
Bring a pitcher of beer every 7 minutes until somebody passes out, and then bring one every 10 minutes, right?
Get ready for the best 5 hours of your life.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to...
Just watch.
This is Dukes and Bell.
Brought to you by Finley Roofing. We've got you covered. Atlanta's most trusted and recommended roofer.
You know what? Why don't we start doing the stuff that other guys have done on other radio shows around the country?
No.
Radio 92.9, The Game.
Atlanta, what's going on? It's Dukes and Bell on Sports Radio 92. We start off every day and every hour by saying, hey, man, we are live at Twin Peaks. We are up here in Kennesaw, and we will be. We'll have all the tournament action on. So if you are looking for a place to watch the tournament, it is the second AA tournament. Lots of fun games going on. They will have that along with Ice Cold Brew. And, Mike, they carry our brew as well.
That's right, man. Hey, man, we got our own brew, so come on down. Join the party. Got a Michigan fan who's got, well, nothing to watch right now. But, yeah.
They're looking for a coach, aren't they?
They just
hired their coach.
Yes. He's That's excited. Right. National championship. Very excited. Very excited. So, meanwhile, and we got tonight the one that I think I'm most interested in. We'll talk about it a little bit later, but Alabama, North Carolina.
Yeah, it's a good game.
Is Alabama's defense going to hold up against the team? As we talked about yesterday, Carolina's got more structure than Alabama usually sees, and you got to be honest. Hubert Davis doing a hell of a job with the Tar Heels.
He is, man. I just don't know if Alabama plays enough D, right? Because you know it starts with the D.
All about the D.
In this particular game. But you're right, Mike. This could come down to the last two or, you know, the last 50 seconds of the game. We're going to see. I also like, as I've been telling you guys, I really like Gonzaga's chances. I mean, they're playing, you know, a Purdue team that everybody expects to just keep continue to roll. I like Gonzaga, but we'll get into it, man.
Big Atlanta connection for the Clemson Tigers. Some folks feel that this road ends against the Wildcats, cat-on-cat violence, but they're the early game, 7:09 tonight.
Yeah, they got a big dude who's just fun to watch. If you haven't seen him, he's like 6'9", 275. He's, like, been unstoppable in the tournament. Right. And he's kind of carried them, but Arizona's one of the top scoring teams in the NCAA. So lots of stuff to look forward to. Let me tell you what I'm looking forward to. The NFL draft. And Mike, ESPN's mock draft, the latest one has Marvin Harrison Jr. falling to number 9 to the Bears, which means...
He would have passed us. We would have been there at 8, and we would have said, no, we can't take the best wide receiver, arguably the best athlete. But is he the best athlete in this draft? Because he's not showing you, or at least teams, he's the best athlete in some of these workouts yet. Tape doesn't lie, but this has become a thing.
We would have to be out of our minds to not draft Marvin Harrison at 8 if for whatever reason he fell and he's sitting there and you're going to let the Bears go 1 with Caleb Williams and then 9 with Marvin Harrison. Are you crazy?
And the Bears would then have Keenan Allen, DJ Moore, and hypothetically Maserati Marvin Harrison Jr. or Machiavelli Marvin Harrison Jr., who's all doing this to generate to not be selected by some of those teams ahead of where we're selecting. You could have Kirk Cousins, that guy, that weapon, along with Drake and Bijan, then we don't have to worry about the defense because we will score 45 points a game, and it will be like 2016 all over again.
Well, and this is why you can't pass him up. Now, I know some of you are saying, Dukes, come on, man. Wide receiver, we've been here, done that. I don't care. This is a game changer. And if you believe that you never pass up drafting the best player and this guy is there, you do it. Now, I want you to hear Randy Mueller, Mike. He came on the show a couple of days ago, former general manager, was talking about Marvin Harrison Jr. This is what he said to us.
Well, I don't think him not running or working out is going to change it. I do think the risk he takes is that he, in his mind, thinks he's rated ahead of those guys and doesn't really care what happens. What he told me by not running was that he was okay if he got drafted fourth or fifth or tenth. It didn't matter to him. And that would make me a little nervous because I think depending on the skill set that you desire and seek, you could find those three receivers rated in three different spots on three different draft boards. So that's just the way it is. And it kind of told me he didn't care. I was more, to be honest with you, more upset that he didn't meet the media at the combine, which is a scheduled event, and he blew that off. So I don't think it's going to matter. I think he's a great character kid. I think he'll play good. But I'll say this, when you watch the film, there is a little bit of doubt sometimes with acceleration and speed and some reasoning that you would definitely want to see him do some things and run, but you're going to have to fill in the blanks on your own now.
You and I are both rolling our eyes on that.
Come on,
he
Randy.
He was the best athlete on the field in the national semifinal game between Alabama and Georgia, where Georgia put everybody in the NFL. But when you don't run and compete and you see Malik Nabers do a 4.35 at Baton Rouge on his pro day, I mean, people are going to – whether this is all a bunch of nonsense and just people trying to leverage the pick and maybe trying to move down and still have their cake and eat it too, we'll see. But he's one of those GMs who's been a GM, you know, these guys, and they throw this stuff out there.
They do. And this is where I disagree with Randy on the last part of that. Of course, he's talking about Nabers. He's talking about Roma Dunze, and he's talking about Marvin Harrison. Those three guys are at the top of this draft. Whoever you covet, okay, and the Falcons don't necessarily need a receiver. That is not this conversation. Mm-hmm. It is if the best guy on the board falls to you, you just can't pass him up. And this is what I asked Randy Mueller, Mike, the other day, and he was like, no, I've always drafted the best player. Baloney. Mm-hmm. Because I feel like teams still draft for need. That's why guys get passed up. That's why guys slip in the draft. But if you are truly a believer in that, then you don't pass this up. And there's no way you allow the Bears to get him at 9 if he is arguably the best wide receiver on your big white board going into this draft.
And for guys that are shaking their heads and ladies out there in radio land, here's the deal. And you and I have been talking about this from the jump. We all know who the top rated edge rushers are. It's Dallas Turner and Jared Verse. But do the Falcons consider them the 8th best athlete, the 8th best player, when all these guys have ever done is draft the best athlete, truly, every time they've selected, from Kyle Pitts to Drake London, and then, of course, Bijan Robinson, by Terry Fontenot. So if you don't think...
Yeah, what was the Bijan pick? That was the best athlete.
He was. But I'm saying, but if you don't think these guys... And there's a couple of personnel guys out there who feel that, yes, they're the best of this edge class, but it's not a good edge rushing class. So do you say, all right, I can get comparable in the second round, because these guys are not going to be 10-year Pro Bowl number one, all of a sudden you've got your, everybody wants Micah Parsons, and no one seems to think these guys are that. Now, I don't know about that. But we know that half of this draft is going to be crap because that's what it has been in the first round, 51%. So do you feel the Falcons feel that way about these guys? I don't know. I mean, what do they think of these two dudes? We all know edge is a need, but are they going to make it? They don't think the athlete fits. Will they go corner? Will they trade down? Things like that.
Mike, sometimes these guys have grades on them, but they're just guys, right? I mean, you put a grade on everybody because it's what you have to do to differentiate the talent level, and you say, if it comes to this, we're going to take this guy over that guy. But some of these guys, they get to the league, and they're just guys.
For instance,
they're not difference makers.
For instance, Kenny Pickett was the top-ranked quarterback, which is like being the world's tallest little person. Is that the proper nomenclature? So, I mean, it just goes back to that. If this is a bad draft class for edge rush, these guys are the twoest of a very thin class, perhaps. But we don't know.
Yeah, and by the way, I think Raheem Morris, I think Jimmy Lake, our new defensive coordinator, have an idea of what they're looking for. And if these edge rushers are just guys, okay, right, they can be really good college players. I'm not taking anything away from that. But we're talking about how you project to the NFL. This is all about, it's the Kenny Pickett. How do you project to the NFL? You can be a good college player. If they're just guys, give me one of these wide receivers. Right. Give me one of these corners. Give me a big offensive tackle that we can help protect Kirk Cousins over the next 3 years. That, to me, is the move. And that is why this is so fascinating to me about Marvin Harrison potentially dropping. And by the way, who cares if he didn't run? Like, really?
Well, only if you are jammed up on speed, where you feel like everyone always says, the classic example, and Drake London kind of fits that mold, is what Jerry Rice came out of. Jerry Rice was not a burner.
No, he wasn't.
He's just an amazing, hardworking guy who always found a way to get open and just a great route runner, technician, always worked on his craft, except, you know, it goes without saying, guys, one of the greatest ever dressed out. But this guy is not as, if he's not as fast as Malik Nabers, to some people, they'll look at Malik Nabers and say he's made the same kind of catches that this guy has, just maybe on a smaller stage because LSU didn't go as far in the season.
Yeah, the Malik Nabers thing is interesting only because he owns now every record at LSU, and you got to think about all the wide receivers that have come out of there, including Ja'Marr Chase, okay? That is saying something within itself. So I'm not overlooking Nabers, and that's another guy, Mike, if Marvin Harrison is gone and the guy you want is potentially gone. If you think that highly of Nabers with the 4-3, you talk about we wanted speed, there's your guy.
But again, we'll find out. I still think at the end of the day, all this is fun to talk about now in the next 3 weeks. I still think Marvin Harrison is going to be the first wide receiver off the board. I just think this is some of that kind of guys moving around. If you're crapping on a guy, it's because you're motivated to get him to you. That's what you've seen at time and memorial.
If he falls to us, right, we better pick him.
Right. I mean, it'll drive some people crazy, but if this guy becomes the next Julio Jones, it'll all be good.
That's where we're at.
And by the way, you also have a 3-year window to make it work with Kirk Cousins.
Go get the best pieces.
Right.
404-726-0929. It's our Solomon Brothers Diamond text line. Today was supposed to be opening day for our Braves. It gets pushed back because of weather up there in Philly. But Alex Anthopoulos is going to stop by, Braves general manager, here in less than 10 minutes to talk with us about all things Braves. I'm excited about the season, man. Listen, Braves spent a lot of money. Mm. They're top 5 payroll. They've got a great club. They got better pitching, in my opinion. There's no reason this thing, unless health comes into play, that we should not be in the mix throughout the course of the season and into the playoffs. But it starts, you know, with the first opening series, and that's Philly, Mike. And I don't like the Phillies. I'll just be honest. I don't like the way any of that stuff went down last year. And I'm hoping that we get after these guys.
I mean, I'm not sure we'll get a straight answer from Alex on it, but, I mean, there's no metric for getting punked, and that's what the Phillies did to us. They took over the momentum. They used the storyline that, unfortunately, just, you know, it turned things to Philly. Who's on yesterday? We had Matt Lombardo on, who lives in Philly. They talked about it. We wanted to ignore it. Remember that? They turned that Bryce Harper, Orlando Arcia, the Arcia thing, into a thing.
They did, and it motivated them. All right. Guy says, no, we need the defensive player. Dukes, don't take the wide receiver. Even if he's the best player on the board?
Well, you could also, I mean, you have to restructure some guys, and then we spackle the defense again, like we did last year with guys, maybe bring Calais Campbell back for less loot. Jadeveon Clowney got signed yesterday, by the way, for Carolina, yeah. 20 mil. We didn't have enough money for that.
No, 2 years. He should thank Chuck Smith. Hey, Alex Anthopoulos is on the way. We're going to talk to him about all things Braves. Stay right there. It's Dukes and Bell live at Twin Peaks in Kennesaw.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend? Or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
At mancavestore.com. It is Dukes and Bale live between peaks. We thought we'd be talking about opening day, but it gets pushed back, which means we get a chance to talk to our general manager, Alex Anthopoulos, who joins us on the waitforward.com hotline. And Alex, first of all, congratulations on putting another team, I think, together that's going to compete. But I want to start with the pitching, because everybody has been talking about our starting pitching. I think it's going to be better. I'd love to get your thoughts on what you've tried to do with this starting rotation and what you think you're going to get out of it.
Yeah, I think so, too. Just at least on paper to start the year, you know, the way things went. Obviously, we started the year with Max Fried, and he went on the IL in that first start. But you know, Kyle Wright was out and so on. So I do feel better about it. Now, look, we didn't know Bryce Elder was going to have an all-star year, especially the first half. And, you know, and he came up soon after with Max. But you know, we did have a lot of instability in that fourth and fifth spot in the rotation the majority of the year. So I feel like we have much better chance that stability going forward. I think the young guys that are depth are that much more improved and that much more experienced. So I feel better. I feel better. And obviously, look, guys have to stay healthy. That goes without saying. But I do think that's the one area that we have a chance to be better than last year. Hard to say that about the offense because it was historic in so many ways, but I do think that rotation and even the bullpen can still get better.
I know that Chris Sale hadn't been able to stay healthy for a while, but you're betting on the come that he can. He's had a great spring, so that give you confidence?
Yeah, I mean, we felt good when he's on the mound that he's going to be good. And, look, it's tough. Look, obviously, the acquisition cost is part of it. You know, it's reflected in Vaughn Grissom's great young player, right? But Chris Sale's front of the rotation starter logging 180-plus innings. We're giving up more than Vaughn in that trade. So, look, we're going with the upside play, and it's a calculated gamble risk, if you want to call it. But, you know, the biggest thing is he hadn't had a normal offseason in a long time, and we noticed that with Charlie Morton. When he hadn't had a normal offseason, it really impacted him the following year. So we felt like Chris finally was over all the ailments. A lot of them were freak. And we felt like, you know, he's in a good place. And look, we'll watch him as the year goes on. We're learning him now. And we have a long way to go, but we're really optimistic. Certainly no guarantees. But when he's out there, I mean, we expected him to be good in spring. When he's out there, we expect the stuff to be good. It's just a matter of trying to get as many games started as we can.
Alex, is the bullpen better? I mean, again, on paper, when I look at it, I feel a lot better about it than I did at the end of last season. You know, I know we got to see the Phillies here in the first series, and I'm looking at their bullpen, and they got flamethrowers coming out of the bullpen. I look at the Dodgers bullpen, who I think we'll have to see late in the season. How do you feel about ours?
I think, you know, playoff bullpens and regular season bullpens are different, right? Because you can basically ride, like we did in 21, you can ride four guys as your key guys in the postseason because you have so many off days. During the season, completely different. You're running 10 days in a row, 20 days in a row. There's just days you're not going to throw guys, no matter how tight the game is or how close the game is. Or just, you'll hear Snit say it, look, you know, so-and-so was not available today no matter what. We were going to protect that player. And during the playoffs, you could basically throw all the time. So I think that our depth is better than last year. I think 1 through 8 in the bullpen, I feel like we have much better options. I mean, you're looking at Dylan Lee and Chavez as our last two guys in the bullpen, and those guys played really prominent roles last year and even years prior to that. So we like the depth. Obviously, what kind of years they have, what kind of health we have is going to be key. But, you know, the other part that's important for depth is that as guys go down, get hurt, or have bad seasons, you're not exposed, right? So if you think you've got 8 good ones and something happens and you're down to 6, you're still in really good shape. When I look back, one of the mistakes I made, I think it was going into 2019, or even 20 or 21, one of those years, but we had 4 late-inning guys, and I was like, okay, that should be enough. The problem is, something goes wrong performance-wise, something goes wrong health-wise, four now becomes three, and now you're really exposed over the course of the year.
It is Braves General Manager, guys, Alex Anthopoulos with us live on the WadeFord.com hotline. Opening day tomorrow up in Philly. Bryce Elder doesn't make the team. Ronaldo Lopez is rounding out your starting five as far as starting pitchers. But do you still feel Bryce Elder's going to have a role to play this season? And what was it? What are you looking for him to do to get back in the show?
Yeah, that was a tough conversation. That's probably the one decision that we spent the most time talking about. You know, one, the year that Bryce had for us last year, 175 innings. Key part of the team, and it's tough to have to option him back, but ultimately it's about the team and what gives us the best team. And what's the best team over 162? If we start with Bryce in the rotation and Lopez in the bullpen, and we highly likely will need more than five starters over the course of the year, to take Ronaldo Lopez and try to get him stretched out in season when we're in that 10-game stretch in a row, 20-game stretch in a row, we might just blast through our bullpen because he can only go two or three innings the first time out. Then we've got to use relievers and get caught up, and it affects the following games. Now, when we have a need, Bryce will be ready. He'll be stretched out, you know, assuming he's healthy and performing well, and he knows that. We can call him up and not disrupt the bullpen, not impact the roster and things like that. So we're going to need him, no doubt about it. We know what he can do. It's nice knowing that, you know, looking at that depth in Gwinnett, you have a guy like that ready to go that can log innings and take on a lot of starts. And you guys have seen this. We have a long stretch of games. We might want to pop in a sixth starter, if, you know, at times to give guys a rest or a blow and so on. And having a guy with options like Bryce, that's really valuable over the course of 6 months when you're trying to build a team for the long haul.
Double A, Ronald Acuna does an article or, you know, basically a self-analysis in the Players Tribune to talk to the fans and thank them, but also apologize for him not speaking at the end of last season. But we see a lot of growth. And I think, you know, Mike and I were talking about this is good for Acuna. And I'm curious to know what your expectations are after coming after an incredible year last year. I mean, to say he's going to top that would be it's hard for anybody to say that he's going to top it or maybe even come close to what he did last season.
Yeah, so I've been asked this, you know, guys have career years and you're like, okay, probably the stars aren't going to align like that again. And I can't tell you the exact home run totals and stolen base totals and all that, but this is, in my view, and I've been with him since he got called up, right? So I got here, 2018 season was my first one, and that's when he got called up. So I've seen every bit of his major league career. For me, speaking for myself, this is who he is. You know, does that mean he's going to stay that way for 20 years? Probably not, but I mean, there was no, like, stars aligning. Oh, it all came together. He had a great year, and, you know, probably, you know, still going to be an elite player, but he'll never do that again. I can't tell you that. I really can't. Like, I would not. I kind of view him as this guy who's going to hit for a ton of average, going to steal a ton of bases, hit a ton of home runs. I think the defense is going to improve. He's a very good defender with tremendous tools, but I think he's got even room there to get a little better, and it's something he even wants to improve upon as well. So, I mean, he's as complete a player as you're going to find, and I view him in that stratosphere. Like, I think he's going to be a perennial, assuming health, I think he's going to be a perennial MVP candidate.
You got a hell of a deal on both he and Ozzy Albies as Alex Anthopoulos joins us here on Dukes and Bell. At some point, do you say, look, I got a few more years of him at $17 million, and guys, his caliber getting paid twice that much. When do you start to think about we will throw some more money his way?
Yeah, I mean, we got Ronald for 5 years of club control, Ozzy for four, including 2024. Look, I think the whole part of those contracts very different than Olsen and Riley. Olsen and Riley did those were their one big deals, right? Olsen at $168 million and Riley at $212 million, and that takes them through their mid-30s, right? Whereas those other guys will be 30 and very different. So they will get a second deal, and that was, you know, you can look at – there's two ways to look at these deals. So, you know, when the time comes, obviously, look, all great players, you want to keep them, but those guys are so far off. You know, we obviously have other guys that are free agents a lot sooner than that. But, I mean, the good news is that we have these guys. They're elite players. And, you know, they will obviously continue playing beyond their contracts. And, you know, the goal is always to have these guys with the Braves long term.
Right. Our home opener, guys, is April 5th, okay? But the opener tomorrow, which was supposed to be today, is against the Phillies. And then we've got three against the Chicago White Sox, and then we come home. Alex Anthopoulos, Braves general manager. All right, I got to tell you, big part of our conversation on this show over the last few weeks has been Jarred Kelenic. I have said, Alex, okay, let him play and let's see what we have.
So you're saying you've been his biggest supporter?
The other folks on this show have not been as patient.
I gotta be up. I gotta be out of town. I made the trade.
Wait a minute. Alex, and then the other folks on this show are like, oh, I don't know. Kid's only hitting 125. He's hitting 130. He's hitting 143. What's the plan with Jarrett Kelenic?
Yeah, so I don't, you know, spring training stats. Look, if a guy's going off and going crazy, you'll have to see it, whether that's Strider or Harris. Sure, that's great. But spring training is just so different, right? We're not game planning. We're not advancing. Guys are getting two at-bats, taking the day off. You don't know who you're going to face, all that kind of stuff. So I think with Jarrett, it was get to know him, you know, try make some tweaks to his swing, which they look phenomenal. And look, our expectation for him was super talented player, a lot of minor league success, highly successful at the amateur level. That's why he was a top pick in the draft. Great defender, great tools, and the upside to be a phenomenal player. You know, for us, we don't need him to be a great player, great hitter, and so on. He's capable, no doubt about it, but you know, if Snit's going to hit him at the bottom of the lineup, whether that's 7, 8, 9, and he's going to play good defense and he's a left-handed bat, you know, it's all upside for us. You know, we lived through Mike Harris having a 500 OPS for almost 2 months last year, and it didn't matter. We had a good offense. He played good defense, and it gave him time to get settled and eventually find his stride. And I'm not saying that's going to happen to Jarrett or anybody else, but I think why we thought the acquisition made so much sense was he's young, he's got club control, he's got a ton of talent. Look, he hasn't put it together, and that's obviously reflected, same thing with Sale. It's reflected in the acquisition cost. We definitely went more upside, right? If he was an all-star and so on, we're probably not getting him, or it's costing a lot more. So, you know, these are the things, you know, sitting in my chair that you take a shot. We have some established guys. We have a good lineup. Hey, let's take a shot on an upside position player that is going to bring us great defense and a lot of club control. So I tell you, spring training-wise, put the stats aside, the quality of the at-bats were good. There was less swing and miss. The quality of contact was good. The defense was outstanding. And I'm encouraged about it, but we have a lineup that's set up that whether guys get off the hot starts, we don't need them to maintain it. Whether they get off the slow starts, we're not going to worry because we have that depth. I think that's why acquisitions like his make sense with the way our team is set up.
And Alex, again, no one is bigger supporters on this show of Kelenic than Carl and I. That's a lie. Because we're just not familiar with his work in the spring. But you said in Northport there was no correlation between his slow start and going to get Adam Duvall. I think Braves fans are just excited to see Duvall because he's such a quality guy. And he just, it's like that old girlfriend you can't get rid of. He just comes in, hits 20 home runs, bunch of RBIs. So you just like his depth. And how many games is he going to see as a starter this year?
Yeah, and I understand. Look, if Jarrett Kelenic had 1,000 OPS or hit 500 in spring training, like Forrest Wall had an unbelievable spring, it wouldn't have changed our acquisition to Duvall. I think the reminder for us is we went into spring training that one part of the team we were worried about is the outfield depth. Just what if somebody goes down? You know, we brought in Jordan Luplo as a right-handed hitter. He's the only one that had some success at the big league level. Eli White was coming back from injuries, another right-handed bat. Obviously, Forrest Wall as well, J.P. Martinez, who we had acquired from the Rangers. But none of these guys had long established success at the big league level. And it was the one thing we talked about all winter was, you know, if somebody goes down, Harris, Acuna, Kelenic, what are we going to do? Who's going to fill in? And it's just one of those things that, you know, you only have so much payroll space, only so many assets you want to use in trade. And it's like that's the one spot that we have a little bit of exposure. Now, all of a sudden, we're sitting there in March, Duvall's still available, and we're sitting there, and obviously the price now makes sense for us financially, and we're trying to figure how is this going to work, how can we make this fit? Well, we have Kelenic that we're committed to and left. We have Harris in center and Acuna in right. We don't have an everyday starting job. You know, how can we make it fit where it makes sense for him, for Adam Duvall to come in? If we told Adam Duvall, hey, come in, you're not going to play, you're going to sit on the bench, you're waiting for somebody to get hurt. If I'm Adam on a one-year deal, it just doesn't make sense for me. I got to get the contract the following year. But if we could find a way to get him at bats some way, then it becomes a little more real that he might come. And he's a great teammate, and he knows. So ultimately, you know, when we had to decide how we're going to get him at bats, this was the only way that it was going to work, barring anybody having an injury and so on. So, again, it was about team. We talked to Jarrett ahead of time before the deal was announced or anything like that at all. And because the alternative would have been – we don't have any at-bats, and I just don't think there's any scenario it would have made sense for him to sign. This was the way to strengthen the team and then it was one injury away, and he could play first, he could DH, he could obviously play all three, one injury away from getting more at-bats, and we all know that just over time, you know, we'll find the at-bats because guys are going to need days, and, you know, things are going to occur over the course of 6 months.
Before we let you go, Alex Anthopoulos, first of all, appreciate you jumping on with this.
As always.
We should be talking about, you know, our guys going deep against Philly right now, but that'll happen tomorrow. Last year, I thought Philly's attitude in the postseason was an advantage for them. The only reason I'm bringing this up is because I've heard from some guys in that clubhouse who say Chris Sale's a dog. We have some guys and some veterans who wouldn't necessarily put up with the nonsense that happened last season in the postseason. We ask you about leadership every year. How do you feel about the leadership of this particular club coming out of spring training?
Yeah, look, I feel good about it, no doubt about that. We can obviously rehash why we didn't win. You know, did we – look, with Schreider, I think we all agree, is one of the best starters in the game. Two of the games we started, he started. We didn't win those games, right? And that's, yep. I take Spencer Strider any day of the week. And our offense, I'd take it over any offense. And historically, it was right there last year, and I think we would take all the position players we have. But it happens. You know, that's not to make excuses. It happens. Now, attitude, swagger, confidence, competitiveness, all that stuff's great. It just doesn't guarantee anything. But I can tell you, you know, Chris Sale, when he takes them out, absolutely Strider when he takes them out. And I don't want to take anything away from Charlie Morton or Max Fried. I mean, Charlie Morton's won two World Series and been a big-time performer in the playoffs as well. And Max Fried pitched, you know, one of the greatest games ever for us, Game 6 of the World Series. So I understand that when we don't win and don't fulfill our potential, and we absolutely had the potential to go further than the first round last year, we're going to ask questions. And that's fair. That's part of it, and that's just reality. If I was convinced that, hey, this is just we need more dogs, like you said, or more attitude, we would just, I don't know, traded guys or flooded the clubhouse. Chris Sale, we like what he can do on the mound. We love what he can do in the clubhouse as well, and that competitor, it's all part of it. I just don't subscribe to the theory as, hey, if we had had another intense guy, that would have changed things for us. I mean, we still need to hit. We still need to pitch. And you got to give the other side credit, too. Nola's a great starter. Wheeler's a great starter. Ranger Suarez is a very underrated starter in my mind. So they're also a great team as well. But bottom line is, right, we got to get it done.
Right. I know there's no metric we set for clutch. It just seemed like that 21 club, the sum of its parts, with guys like Jock Peterson. You know, it just sometimes I know just Philly use it as a rallying cry. I know it's not your job to comment on what motivates other baseball teams, but they turned that into a thing that seemed like to really turn them on.
I totally agree. I will say this, and one thing I don't think it's talked about enough, and look, we think, you say 2021 Braves, I'm sure, and playoff run, I'm sure people will talk about different moments. Soler home run, Rosario home run, big hits and so on, Tyler Matzik with that inning, all of the above, right? But if you look at it, it took us 11 wins to win the World Series, from the first round against the Brewers all the way through the World Series. And I believe in those 11 wins total, so, you know, those three games, that's how you win it, obviously. We gave up, I believe, a total of 18 runs, maybe 20, but it was less than 2 runs a game. And, you know, at the end of the day, I mean, it always starts on the mound, no doubt about it. You might win a game 8-5 or whatever it is, but in that run, we pitch. We pitch phenomenally in the bullpen. We pitch phenomenally in the rotation. And, look, you still have to put up runs. But we gave up in the wins less than 2 runs a game, and that's very telling.
It is. Alex, thank you, man. Appreciate you. And enjoy the day before this long haul of a season gets started tomorrow. And we appreciate you stopping by, as always. And, guys, we'll do this periodically throughout the years.
Right on.
The club changes and things happen, and we want the general manager's opinion. He's the guy that has built this and has done an amazing job. Alex Anthopoulos, thank you so much.
All right, guys. Enjoyed it.
Cool. Good stuff, guys. Lot to take in there, Mike,
right,
about some of this – some of the parts of this team.
Hey, look, they got a great deal with Ronald Acuña, and I get it. Some Braves fans, whenever we bring this up, they go, stop talking about his contract. He's got an amazing deal. And we don't know at some point will he push back against it and say, look, I'm undervalued. We haven't had a holdout in baseball, as a couple of guys have pointed out, in a very long time.
Yeah.
Not that that's ever going to happen with the Braves, but it'll be interesting to see how this does evolve.
Mike,
if he plays like MVP year after year after year.
Yeah, that's the thing. All right, guys, we're coming back. We got plenty more to get to. Headlines on the way. We're live at Twin Peaks in Kennesaw. It's Dukes and Bell.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's Dukes and Bell, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Thanks to Alex Anthopoulos for stopping by again. This hour is brought to you by the Man Cave Store. Up your Man Cave game this season at themancavestore.com. Lots of guys hitting us up. Not only about the Braves, we had a conversation about not passing up the best player on the board.
Right.
When it comes to Marvin Harrison. And one of our avid listeners who's on Twitter, I don't call it X, says, Dukes, that's what we've done the last few years. Look where it's gotten us. Mr. Smokesome. And I said, we didn't have a quarterback.
Right.
That is why this hasn't worked. We didn't have a quarterback. We act like we've had all these pieces and we've had the right quarterback. Right. We haven't had the right quarterback.
They took Pitts because they thought Ryan was going to be around for at least another year.
I
know that doesn't really wash with everybody, but that was the logic behind it. They weren't thinking.
And the year he played with him, he was great. He was good.
Correct. 1,000 yards and, a touchdown.
Yeah.
But I just think, I'm not saying I agree with the philosophy, but they do go best athlete. And if Marvin Harrison, by some measure, some GMs don't like the way he's handled his preseason, pre-draft, comes at 8, you got to hit it. You can't pass on that.
No, I totally agree. We're going to get to the headlines here, brought to you by our friends at ATL Live Well. Don't just live well. I do want you to hear what our head coach, Quinn Snyder, had to say about the win last night. Three in a row, anybody? Three in a row for
11,
the Hawks?
11.5-point faves against the five rookies at one point on the floor last night for Portland.
Yeah, it's crazy. Tonight it's Boston again, but we'll let you hear that in a second. Anything from the Alex Anthopoulos interview that you're taking and saying, hey, okay, I buy that, or do you not buy some of the things he was talking about? Because some people say the Kelnick thing, you're going to ride with him, but this is an insurance policy.
Right.
And, however he wants to phrase it, I think he went out and said, look, this is something we don't have. We didn't have a Duvall on this roster.
Right. And we don't know Kelnick's track record, how Kelnick's going to respond here. You're betting on the come. That's what it is, guys. It's a craps term. So I like Duvall. The fact
some of us betting more than others.
So, you got to do two come bets and the pass line.
That's
if you want to make some loot, guys.
That's true.
But no, I just feel that Duvall at $3 million was a steal. He's got a proven track record. On a bad season, he's still going to hit for 15 to 20 home runs, even in limited use. He's just been that guy.
Yeah. And by the way, the Mike question, meaning Mike Bell, about Ronald Acuña, we're not trying to push an agenda. Guys, at some point, if you are of this caliber, somebody in his camp is going to say, mm-hmm. It's time.
Yeah.
It may not be Ronald. It may not be one of his family members. Somebody in this camp is going to say, it's time. You are crushing this, and it is time that you get the value you deserve. We don't know when that happens, but it could be at the end of the season, because if he repeats Mike as MVP, that's going to be hard to walk away from and say, yeah, I'm making $25 to $30 million less than what I should be.
And it was an intriguing article that Ronald wrote, co-wrote. Somebody put it down into paper, but his words talking about his experience from Venezuela up to the show. Why has he put that out now? I mean, I think it's a sign of a little bit of maturity and also the fact that, hey, maybe went over some hearts and minds, preparing the ground for when that day does come, when you realize that there's about 20 guys making a lot more money than he is that aren't half as good.
Yeah, totally agree. You guys can chime in. Alex Anthopoulos interview, if you missed it, great stuff from him. As we get ready for the opening part of the season tomorrow, it's supposed to be today. Obviously, weather pushed it back, but I can't wait. I'm super excited about getting this Braves season underway. Hey, coming up, also, we'll get to an NFL blitz. Lauren Williams is going to stop by, Hawks AJC reporter, next hour as we'll talk about the Hawks and their attempt to make it four in a row. Now, if they beat the Celtics tonight, what are you thinking?
I'm thinking the Celtics going to come with a mission, so you better just listen. 16.5-point favorites. But if Joe Mazzulla starts running stupid isolation sets late in the game and we play the kind of defense, then maybe we cover that 16.5. I don't know. Boston's had a couple days to stew over.
I agree.
Granted, pay me a couple zillion dollars to stew over at the Four Seasons for a couple days. I don't know how. Will I be soft or am I going to come out hard, Carl?
Yeah, I think.
I don't know.
I think
hotel living the last 2 days in the A. I don't know.
I think they're embarrassed.
I think they are.
From what happened.
Boston Papers were crushing them over the blow in the 9-game win streak.
Yeah, I think they're embarrassed. All right, we'll let you hear what Quinn Snyder had to say coming up about last night's win against Portland. But we'll come back. We'll get to an NFL blitz. And he's throwing today. Will it change anything for him? We'll tell you who we're talking about coming up on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.